I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So the big story of the day, obviously, is that the Colorado Supreme Court voted one vote majority to boot Trump off the primary ballot, under the idea that he incited a resurrection. Now, that would be something. Some of you believe he could incite a resurrection. But he incited an insurrection, according to the Colorado Supreme Court, and so he can't be on the ballot, and that violates blah, 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 blah. The Supreme Court will take this up. It is a big deal, and we'll get into that probably a little bit later with Craig Gottwals, who joins us now on the Armstrong and Getty Show. Been coming on for years. Talking about healthcare mostly over the years. I think we originally started having you on about Obamacare and that sort of thing. That's your expertise. But welcome to the show, Craig.
Thanks, Jack.
Where are you Christmas shopping wise?
Oh, man. I don't even want to talk about it. I'm worse off than you, buddy. I haven't even really started yet. But thankfully, the kids are old enough that it's mostly cash.
Oh, you give your kids cash?
Oh, like, heck yeah. They're in their 20s now, Jack. They don't want trinkets.
Like, for real cash. Just like, you know, out of an ATM in an envelope.
Well, it used to, when they were in their late teens and they thought it was really cool, what I used to do was, I actually used to do a game show with them Christmas Eve where they would have to answer trivia questions about, like, U.S. history or politics or something like that. And I'd make them pretty easy. But now, wow. Now it's actually a card with cash. It's, you know, more formal.
Wow, you had a poll test for Christmas presents. That is something. I don't know how I think about that.
Some years I even scaled it so that, like, you know, first place was $100 and last place was $50.
Wow. I need to get more cutthroat with my Christmas Eves. I like that. Yeah, it is interesting. As the kids get older, the stuff they want is pricier. So instead of having a whole bunch of presents under the tree, there's just like a couple of things, but they cost more. So at least that's the way it's worked for my almost 14-year-old and almost 12-year-old this year around. Like my youngest really wanted a Patrick Mahomes jersey, like a real one. I didn't realize what those cost.
Man. Yeah, you could have been better off with cash.
Yeah, you see those dudes, a lot of dudes like wear sports jersey all the time. The real one looked like the sewn-on lettering. Those are $150. I didn't realize it cost so much.
That's actually, I was going to guess higher, so that's not as bad. They were $100, $120 when I was a youngin.
What's your anecdotal evidence of the shopping season? It seemed, I did buy a couple items at stores where I said, how are things going? They say, we're down this year.
Yeah, you know, I'm a bad example of that because I just haven't gotten out and done the shopping yet at all. It's been the laziest year of my Christmas career.
Yeah, I did notice on Amazon yesterday they on most of the stuff they no longer have the option for fast shipping. It's just regular ground shipping. They don't even throw that out there that you can spend the extra money. So I waited too long on that. So that's got me running around quite a bit. Do you have any initial thoughts on the big Colorado Supreme Court ruling as it came down yesterday, keeping Trump off the ballot? You're a lawyer.
Yeah, I unfortunately, the more years I've been a lawyer, the more I align with your thinking on the fact that a lot of this stuff really just gets political. I mean, when we're talking about standards in the law, a lot of them come down to these very mushy, malleable things anyway. Like, for example, the standard for negligence is that you failed to behave as a reasonably prudent person would have behaved in the same or similar circumstances. So, again, whether it's a jury of 12 or a panel of judges or a single judge, it comes down to what do you believe is reasonable, which it's, you know, and so much of the law is this way that you end up with your prior mindset influencing what you do so much. And I think it's been proven to us over and over, whether it was with Obamacare or with the 2000 election or this case here. I mean, you just see that judges come in with their priors and they make their decisions. And as much as we don't want to do that, as much as we try not to do that, it's really hard to avoid that from happening, especially because these standards are quite often so malleable.
Yeah, my point being, if you didn't hear me say this earlier, so far taking in a bunch of punditry, everybody, and a lot of these people are lawyers, everybody comes down on the side I would have predicted they were going to come down on based on whether they, you know, want Trump to be president or not. I mean, I haven't heard anybody yet. There's got to be somebody out there who's going against their wishes, who says, no, I really want Trump to be president, but I think he violated the 14th Amendment. I haven't heard that yet. Or anybody on the other side says, I hate Trump, but this is an outrageous ruling from the California Supreme Court. I haven't heard one person in that position yet. So just, I think, man, I think our wishes are the father of our thoughts a lot more than we think.
I think that's definitely the case. And I think as much as I was a wide-eyed, believing law student as a young chap, I realize now, 25 years removed from that it's just not the case. So much of this is politics. So much of this is just money sloshing around and people doing what they truly want. And it's fascinating to me, Jack. It's so like, I share a duck blind with a good buddy of mine from law school. Good buddy. And he and I couldn't be more polar opposite in politics. Now, it's so funny to me because when we look issue by issue, we can come to an agreement on, yeah, there probably needs to be more border security and a more thorough vetting system. But as soon as you put the personality into it, as soon as you label Biden or Trump on either side of that issue, the whole thing just – it becomes emotional. It becomes reactionary. And even with a 25-year buddy of mine who I'm out, you know, shooting ducks with, we have a hard time agreeing on what really should happen and how things should work because of this issue that you the wishes become the father of your thoughts.
Right. So the tribal stuff kicks in when you put a person attached to it, a politician. Before you get the person attached to it, you can talk about the issue with less emotion. That's pretty interesting.
No, that's right. He and I can agree on, gosh, probably 75-80% of things. Until we start labeling it as a Gavin policy or a Trump policy or something of that nature, and at which time it becomes the tribal fighting.
I'll move away from the Colorado court decision until later, but I wanted to bring this up. So of the judges that voted to kick Trump off the ballot, so there's a lot of talk of they're all appointed by Democrats. I don't know. I don't like assuming that you're appointed by a Democrat, you lean one way, you're appointed by a Republican, you lean another way. But this might be more important is the law schools they went to. The people that voted to boot him off, the people that voted to keep him on the ballot that didn't think he incited an insurrection went to University of Colorado. The people that wanted to boot him off, Harvard, two Harvards, a Yale and a Penn, I think it was. Ivy League.
Oh, man. And all you're talking about there is how far left the school is, because the University of Colorado Law School is not what you would call middle of the road by any means. I mean, it's left. It's just not complete Marxist left like the Ivy League schools might be.
But I think that's the bigger breakdown in the way the judges. If I was going to assign anything, I think the fact that, you know, who went to which university seems to have played a bigger role than whether they who they were appointed by.
It certainly could, but again, like like we talk about with your listenership, you know, if you have 40% of an audience, you guys are going to do fantastic in a market if only 2% of them listen, right? So
sure.
In any law school, you've got 30 or 40% of people that are of a more freedom, libertarian, conservative mindset. They tend to keep their mouths shut. They just try and get through it.
Based on what we've seen the last couple of weeks at Harvard and Penn, for instance, you would have to keep your mouth shut. I want to get into that topic of me not confronting the woman on the plane, because I know you have some thoughts on that. We got a number of texts about that. It's an interesting personality quirk that many of you may share. We'll have that coming up. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
True love is unconditional. It looks like showing up, giving someone a fresh start, a compassionate ear, or even just a smile between strangers.
At the Salvation Army, love gives beyond situation and season. While lights are sparkling and temperatures are dropping, you can be the difference for a family in need right in your local community.
Your donation puts presents under the tree today and food on the table all year long.
Warm hearts and homes beyond the Christmas season by dialing #250 on your phone and saying the keyword, the Salvation Army, at the prompt. Again, that's #250 and your keywords are the Salvation Army.
You'll have the opportunity to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from iHeartMedia that links to a donation form.
Help a neighbor in need throughout the holidays and beyond with the Salvation Army. Just dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword Salvation Army. It's easy to give. Dial #250 and use those keywords, the Salvation Army.
With so many mesothelioma lawyers, how do you choose the right firm for you and your family? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, and here's my advice to you. Do your research. Results matter. Reputation matters. As America's largest injury firm, we have more offices, more lawyers, and more caring staff members than any other injury firm in the world. Last year alone, our team answered over 2 million of your calls and recovered over $1 billion for our clients. $30 billion was set aside for mesothelioma victims like you. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma, we'll come to you within 24 hours so our team can get to work right away. Wherever you are, whenever you want. Our goal is to get you as much as you deserve. Call us now, as the time to file a claim may be limited.
Call 1-800-602-3300. 1-800-602-3300. That's 1-800-602-3300. Call now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Goldleaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus trees and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Goldleaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Customs and Border Protection encountered more than 12,600 migrants Monday, a daily record high, apprehending 11,000 outside legal ports of entry, the highest daily total in more than two decades.
Hey, yet another record. Congratulations, everyone. Yet another record. Practically every week we set a new record for people crossing the border illegally. We'll talk more about that coming up a little bit next segment. Craig Gottwals, the legal mind, all-around smart guy, friend of the Armstrong and Getty Show, joins us today. Appreciate you being here, Craig. Joe is in Europe with his wife, Judy, and on a fabulous trip. And he's been texting us on the group text. And he just sent a text that just said, oh boy, and nothing else. And I get the sense that it's one of those accidental texts. He was texting somebody else and he accidentally sent it. But so I just responded with the gay Senate sex staffer video and sent him that to him. So I just thought that'd be a good reply.
As one would obviously do in that situation.
Yeah. If somebody accidentally texts you someone, just send them the gay staffer sex video from the Senate as a reply, especially during the holiday season. I say. So I told this story yesterday.
I think your assumption is flawed, though, because I think probably what's happening is he's actually listening live on iHeart, and he's just excited that his favorite lawyer is going to be on the show now, you know, since I had to follow 2 days of Tim. Thanks a lot, everybody.
So I told this story yesterday. I was on a plane, and I was flying on a plane that's got assigned seats as opposed to Southwest, and I had chosen a window seat because it was a late-night flight, and I can sleep on planes real, so I wanted to lean my head up against the wall and take a nap. But so I get on the plane, and this row of two seats, there's a woman in my seat. And I thought at first maybe I was mistaken. Then I sat down, checked my number, looked at the thing. No, she's in my seat. And I didn't say anything to her. And I was actually texting with a friend saying, here, I'm doing one of those situations where out of conflict avoidance, I'm just not going to say anything. He said, you got to say something. And I didn't. So anyway, we got a whole bunch of texts from people on both sides of that issue on whether you're the sort of person that, you know, sends back food that you don't think is prepared right at a restaurant or whatever, various things, you know, minor conflict avoidance situations. We got this text. I was listening yesterday. I had a similar experience at a movie theater. A disheveled, smelly, no-shoe-wearing, food-crunching, out-loud, slurping soda MF-er in my prepaid movie seat. But it was easier to just ignore it and sit two seats over. She took my dad's seat with her bag. I channeled my Gandhi that day, but I wanted to yell at this person to get out of my seat and take a shower. But they avoided the conflict like I did. You said you had thoughts on this, Craig.
Yeah, I was listening to that segment yesterday, and I was dying because I have three daughters, but two of them are – one's 22 and one's 23, and they couldn't be more different. So I think – I always think about that the famous Thomas Sowell quote where he says – you know, I'm paraphrasing. I'm going to say it way worse than he would, but how do we think we can make two people – equal economically and socially if we can't even make two siblings equal economically and socially.
Right. Same genes, same raising, same household, and you end up with two very different people. So how are you going to construct a system where people end up with the same? Yeah, I get it.
Exactly. So my 23-year-old will avoid all conflict at all costs. And you know, she's beautiful, she's confident, she's good at her job, but if you said, if there's somebody in her seat, if the coffee showed up cold, if the food showed up cold, if she's even gotten – she ordered a meal and got the wrong meal and it was something she didn't even like, okay? She won't say a word. However, if her 22-year-old sister is with her – oh, excuse me, here, come on, excuse me, this isn't right. This isn't right.
Right.
Just – no hesitation whatsoever. These two are sisters, same parents, same DNA, same upbringing, same everything. One of them is a fierce libertarian, almost harshly so. The other one, a bleeding heart liberal. It's just.
So then there's got to be a genetic component to this then. Is that your guess?
Gotta be. I mean, you know, luck of birth, the luck of how things occur, because exactly. There's nothing in their upbringing that would cause them to be this dramatically different, but they're just inherently. In fact, the older one, the 23-year-old, is thankful, like if we go to a restaurant or if something happens where she needs some assistance, because if the 22-year-old's there, she knows, well, little sister's going to take care of this for me.
Yeah.
So she likes the fact that things get corrected. She just won't do it herself.
Yeah, yeah. I can't do that. That'd be a little emasculating. And I did mention that if my kids had been with me, I would have asked the lady to leave because I don't want to model the idea that you know, let somebody do that or avoid the conflict. I don't want to model it, but in my own life, I'm perfectly happy to do it, which is kind of weird. I think the obviously grown up sweet spot for that situation would have been to say, excuse me, ma'am, you're in my seat. But I do know people that enjoy the conflict just a little too much. I mean, they're looking for the opportunities for any conflict with a waiter or whoever so they can, you know, see if they're going to get into it.
Oh, yeah. And don't we just detest those people in all phases of our life? I mean, it's just those people have something wrong with them, I think, honestly. It's just there's a sociopathic nature to that or of some sort or narcissism at minimum where it's just, yeah, those people you never like those.
No, I've been thinking about it a lot. It's not something I like about my personality. Although in this particular case, as I mentioned yesterday, there was a bit of a judging the situation. The woman had, as I always say, the frizzy hair of the crazy person. She was a little smelly. She had her shoes off. She had a mask on. She just had a little, this is going to be a thing look to her if I engaged her. And so it's just like a regular business guy like you, you know, doing a quick flight back and forth the end of a day. I think I'd have been much more likely to say, I think you're in my seat. Oh, I'll say sorry, and then move over, but. I think
that's a different issue though, Jack. See, that's not conflict avoidance. That means that you had some deeper wisdom seeping in that, like, you know, maybe I don't want to be in a kind of a hostile environment with this woman as I sit next to her on this flight, you know?
Right, because I was thinking I make her move. I am sitting with next to her for the rest of the flight.
Right. She's going to be
right
side leaning in on you, you know? I mean, that's not conflict avoidance. That might just be wisdom, my friend.
Yeah, that's a tough call because one of my biggest fears is ending up in a situation where I lose my temper and somebody whipping out their phone and I end up on TikTok or something. I'm like a meme and somebody puts music to it and I'm on Jimmy Fallon that night, and that's what I'm trying to avoid in life.
I heard you say that too. You know, we're aging, Jack. We're over 50. We're aging. The testosterone levels are dropping. When was the last time you lost your temper that way? Because I haven't done that in years, just with age, I think.
That's a good point. It hasn't been a long time. I should recognize that. I'm still worried it's going to happen, but it hasn't happened for a while.
Yeah. I have friends that are notorious hotheads, and especially once they get over 60, they're much more malleable, gentle.
The border coming back. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Gold just hit a new all-time high, and it could go much higher as people realize just how delicate our economy is. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I've spoken to many Americans who are deeply concerned about losing everything and not being able to do anything about it. This is why I'm thankful for physical gold IRAs from Birch Gold Group. Because unlike digital and paper assets, gold is a true safe haven that all Americans should consider for their financial security. To find out more, text the word HEDGE to 989898. Birch Gold Group will send you a free info kit on gold IRAs. This is your chance to secure your IRA or 401k against the unpredictable nature of our economy. text HEDGE to the number 989898 now to request your free info kit on Gold IRA.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Tulum would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop.
They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
This is the railway just over my shoulder. That is closed to lawful trade. And over here to my right, you see this other bridge. There's two bridges here in Eagle Pass, Texas. This is one of them. There's another one that is closed. This is the trade coming in from Mexico. You see the long lines. Well, there's more long lines, again, because of its closure.
That's Eagle Pass, Texas, a bridge that I've walked across many times myself into Mexico. There's such a flow of illegals there that they've now had to close the bridge and the train going back and forth. The legal trade is now closed because so many illegals are coming across all at once. And then this story about somebody at an airport.
I'm at the Phoenix airport right now. I'm waiting to board my flight to New York. And it looks like we have a whole lot of migrants who are also boarding this flight that the U.S. taxpayers are paying for. Premium seats on Delta, shipping them out to New York City, because guess what? Everywhere else is at capacity. So they have these sanctuary cities like New York that they're now shipping these migrants to that we're all paying for.
The situation at the border is more nutso than it has ever been in our nation's history. And it's worse today than it was a week ago. I mean, it's just, it's going the wrong direction. It's absolutely amazing. So Craig Gottwals joins us today. And I don't know if you heard our segment with the guy from the Center for Immigration Studies yesterday, but he started to get into a whole bunch of stats. And this is a regular conversation, right? I was going to use the term immigrants, but you always got to break it down. Are we talking about legal immigration? Are we talking about illegal immigration? But the conversation of whether or not people coming into this country cost the taxpayers money or not. And there's all kinds of studies out there that claim in a variety of ways that they actually don't drain that much from the taxpayers. No, I brought up just the reality of, like, in your local school, you got a whole bunch of people that don't speak English. It gums up the works. It slows down the ability of the teachers to teach. You go to the ER, three quarters of the people in there are speaking Spanish. I think it's because you're using the ER for their doctor because they don't have any sort of insurance or health care plan. I mean, those are the things that I think that are definitely detrimental to the country. But what are your thoughts on all that?
Well, I think it's inevitable. I mean, we're allowing in an entire class of people that aren't going to have all of the same opportunities that we would have if we're born here because of immigration laws and employment laws, et cetera. So they have an artificially depressed earning potential. So therefore, they're going to be more likely to need food stamps, assistance with health care, assistance with housing, assistance with your PG&E bill, assistance with your cell phone, et cetera. And it's, you know, unfortunately, it's just been a system that's going on far too long in our country, and it doesn't get corrected. My wife, Jack, I don't know if you know this, my wife is she was in the Reagan amnesty. She came over as a grade schooler, and she was I think it was 1986 that she was made a citizen. And so, you know, she's born in Mexico. She speaks Spanish. She has a lot of Mexican friends in the area. And we know a lot of people that are here undocumented. And their struggle is real because they have to work low-paying jobs. They have such a low ceiling, right, on what they can earn. And then, and as we see things like inflation come into our country, it just exacerbates their needs.
Right. So this is such a complicated issue on so many different levels, because we got into this topic with the guy from the Center for Immigration Studies. He brought up the I think it's 7 million men of working age that don't have jobs and aren't looking for jobs. These are people born here. So how do we have a system? So they're eating. It's not like they're sitting around starving to death and we're hauling out the corpses every day. These, you know, all these people are somehow surviving. They got a roof over their head and they got food somehow.
yet we're importing an underclass with a low ceiling of success, as you mentioned, to do a whole bunch of work that 7 million born here dudes don't want to do. I mean, how can we survive as a nation like that?
Well, yeah, I was just going to say we can't. And unfortunately, maybe fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, that's a self-correcting situation, because this is the gluttonous laziness of how empires collapse, when they just, you know, they just start giving themselves too many things and doing too many things and spending more than we have. And the next thing you know, there will be a come to Jesus moment here.
Well, remember, the phrase that used to be tossed around a lot is they're doing jobs Americans won't do, which I've always been highly offended by, because I've done a lot of crappy jobs, and you will do any job if you need money.
If you're hungry.
If you're hungry, that is human nature. You'll do any job. If you don't have to do a job, then, yeah, maybe you won't pick up dead cattle like I used to do, or clean bathrooms like I did with my first radio job, or any of those jobs if you don't have to. But I did. Maybe I could have gotten on a government program. I don't know. It never occurred to me at the time. But I don't know how we get all these pieces to fit together of needing to have someone to mow our lawns and clean our hotel rooms and work in our kitchens, but have an attitude of, you know, my kid shouldn't have to work that kind of job. Better that he just sits on the sidelines and waits for some magical opportunity to appear. I don't know what it is.
They're doing the jobs Americans won't do as long as Americans have a safety hammock in which they
sure.
can lay.
Right. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, but that hammock's going to go away. I mean, this is, again, I don't know if it's going to go away in 5 years or 25, but we can't survive this. And, you know, I used to say, well, there's a reckoning coming. There's a big collapse coming, right? Maybe. I've moderated that view a little bit. I mean, maybe we're going to end up more like France or like Japan, where we go through this long period of contraction where we have less cars, we have less stuff, and we just don't live as well as we used to.
That is the most troubling result of all. I talked about this a while, because Yuval Levin, I don't know if you know his work, great writer and a super smart guy, and he thinks that is the most likely place we're headed with this whole entitlements collapsing, all this sort of stuff. There's not going to be a big reckoning. It's just we're going to be a sadder, crappier country that happens just kind of gradually, and, you know, people will get used to it, and so there won't be the kind of reckoning where you could get a giant wave election of we've got to fix this. People will just get used to not having as much money. We won't be as dynamic an economy. The opportunity to move up and make a lot more money will just be less. I think that is probably reality, and that is highly troubling, because there's no without a reckoning, there's no corrective mechanism.
No, that's exactly right. It's just a slow descent into mediocrity. And the other thing about that that's really – is they win. The bureaucrats, the entrenched bureaucracies, the politicians, the people that have sold this idea, they win because when it's a slow erosion, you know, like my kids, even in their 20s, they don't understand the kind of freedoms I had when I was in my 20s. And that's
right.
Only a 25, 30-year difference,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I say that about so much stuff. Because I think customer service is so bad now in like almost all quarters. Well, those of us who remember what customer service used to be like will be dead soon. And then the younger generation doesn't know it could be better. They won't know that you used to be able to call a business and get a hold of a human being that would help you. It never occurred in their lifetime, so it'll never come back. I don't know why anybody would listen to this radio show, because it's so freaking depressing.
And you got the wrong lawyer today, because Tim was far more optimistic than I. I listened to Tim and I thought, oh man, like the stuff that he pointed out is better. I don't even know if it's better, because I'm not sure that making things easier and more technologically efficient is always better. It's better for guys like you and Tim and me maybe, but for a huge class of kids who haven't had to learn how to go use a card catalog or how to open an encyclopedia or how to do the hard things that we're required to learn, I'm not sure it's better for the masses to have things be so easy, to have things be so, you know, spoon-fed.
an interesting thought. I got to tell people about HelloFresh. I've got some other thoughts on all of that. HelloFresh, I was talking earlier about the whole single dad cooking thing, and this has helped me out a lot, where I have put together some meals that are stunning. Like, I look at them myself and I think, did I do that? I can't believe that I actually even made the meal, because HelloFresh sends you everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door, so you can spend your time shopping for gifts and whatever you're doing this time of year, not at the grocery store in the checkout line. With the pre-portioned ingredients, you don't waste money on excess food. I'm not measuring stuff out. I just put it all together. I follow the simple directions, and I make these great meals. Variety of seasonal party pleasers that they have. They've got so many different opportunities. Quick breakfast, satisfying snacks, tasty choices for every mealtime occasion. So this is what you do right now. Join HelloFresh today and get a free breakfast for life with the code ArmstrongFree at HelloFresh.com/ArmstrongFree. That's one breakfast item per box while the subscription is active. Again, that's the code ArmstrongFree at HelloFresh.com/ArmstrongFree. Breakfast for life. So he got into some of the statistics yesterday on what percentage of people are already on a government program. And I know you do have the stuff in your head, like for healthcare. Like, whenever you start talking about Obamacare or this, people say, socialize, we're going to become a socialized medicine run. And you say, we're already there. We're so close to already there. And it sounds like to me, if you define socialism the way I mostly do, of just redistribution of wealth, not, you know, government controlling the car industry or whatever, but just so much redistribution of wealth at a super high level, we're there, aren't we?
Yeah, well, in healthcare, we almost certainly are. There's a few ways you can look at it, but when you add together what the taxpayer pays for the healthcare system in America, 70% of us, it's like 72% in blue states and about 67% in red states, are on a healthcare system that is supported with taxpayer dollars. And the way you get to that high of a percentage is you add together Medicare plus Medicaid. That's most of it. That's roughly 50% right there. But then you also have to look at Obamacare, TRICARE, which is active military, the VA, and then the indigent care for people that just don't have any money and show up in an emergency room. And then finally, the big one that people never think about is all of the state, local, and federal workers that are on health care that is paid for by the taxpayer, because we're the ones funding those programs as well. So you're at a point where 70% of us have our health care, even if we're trying not to, or have our health care paid for by the taxpayer. It's grown to be something that is nowhere near what was intended. It's been a huge accident. And then, of course, it turned into cronyism and big government got a hold of it.
Sure.
And now it's the number one lobby and the number one moneymaker in the country.
And then I think of other things, and then we'll take a break and maybe talk about something not so depressing. But I think about other things like the schools, the public schools clearly would love it if we all ate our meals at the school and got on board. It has been slower than they would like, but I mean, they're trying. My kid was in a summer school program, and it seemed to me that I could portray it as it was a summer meals babysitting program more than it was anything else as far as education. It was free government health care with lunch. Seemed to be more
of that's the iron law of bureaucracy, Jack, right? The school system started to educate kids, but then eventually the iron law of bureaucracy says that the purpose of the bureaucracy ultimately becomes perpetuate and grow the bureaucracy, and then those people take control of the bureaucracy. And that's exactly what's happened as you look at schools, as you look at our government agencies, Congress, our largest corporations. A more cynical person than I might say, and that's hard to say, might say it's late stage capitalism. It's what happens.
Oh my God. Is there a more cynical person than you? Where would we find this person? We should have them on. They must be something to talk to. We got more on the way. Try to be less dark, but man, oh man, you get me rolling on that stuff. Our text line, by the way, is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
True love is unconditional. It looks like showing up, giving someone a fresh start, a compassionate ear, or even just a smile between strangers.
At the Salvation Army, love gives beyond situation and season.
While lights are sparkling and temperatures are dropping, you can be the difference for a family in need right in your local community.
Your donation puts presents under the tree today and food on the table all year long.
Warm hearts and homes beyond the Christmas season by dialing #250 on your phone and saying the keyword, the Salvation Army, at the prompt. Again, that's #250 and your keywords are the Salvation Army.
You'll have the opportunity to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from iHeartMedia that links to a donation form.
Help a neighbor in need throughout the holidays and beyond with the Salvation Army. Just dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword Salvation Army. It's easy to give. Dial #250 and use those keywords, the Salvation Army.
How would you do gift giving this holiday if it was completely up to you? Maybe you plan a family getaway instead of the typical gathering. Replace gifts with time together, or go all out because gifts are your thing. But there's something we forget to consider, how we give to ourselves. No matter what your family does, find a way to give a special gift to the most important person in your life, you. Treat yourself to a day of rest. Go easier on yourself during tough moments. And maybe even gift yourself a therapy subscription, so you're guaranteed to make time for yourself every week. BetterHelp offers flexible, affordable therapy online. And getting started is simple. Fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and connect by chat, phone, or video. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime for no charge. Be number one on your gift list with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mygoals.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
While America.
bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday.
How y'all doing?
It's the 20th.
I don't know why. I just feel like I missed a week. Like, did I fall and hit my head and nobody told me and I missed a couple of days? Or how did Christmas get so close? And my son's birthday is 2 days, 3 days?
Oh, birthday and Christmas at the same time? Oh, boy.
Yeah. You got a 23rd birthday. He was his older brother's Christmas present, which he was not happy about. When you are the only kid star of the show and a new kid shows up who gets all the attention, it is heartbreaking. Now, I'm sure that happened to me as I was the oldest, but I don't remember it. But having witnessed it, it was brutal. I'll never forget how Sam, so he was 20 months old. When, Gladys, did you quiet quit?
Man, she has been slacking this week.
So Sam had been the star of the show, is the only thing, you know, the only thing, focus of the attention there in the house. And then I remember walking in the door with Henry on Christmas Eve, and Sam standing there, and he just collapsed in tears to the ground. And it was just, oh, it was so rough. He fell to the ground because we were all just fawning over the baby and paying all the attention, and he knew the jig is up.
Oh.
My life has changed forever.
Oh, hello? That must have just been heart-wrenching for you.
Oh, it was. Oh, no. That was, oh, I can still picture it. It made such an impression on me. Oh, my God.
The funniest videos right now are the gender reveals where there's already a kid, and then they pop the balloon, and it's pink, and the little boy just has a fit. I don't want a sister!
I don't want a sister. That's hilarious. Let's get some headlines from Katie, the news lady.
From ABC News, Ramaswamy pledges to withdraw from Colorado GOP primary in solidarity with Trump.
Yeah, I saw that. I feel like it's a bit of a stunt. That's kind of his brand. We'll see if any of the other candidates follow suit. I'll tell you the problem with this Colorado ruling, and we'll talk more about that coming up for the candidates running against Trump. Good luck getting any air with anything you've got to say other than answering questions about the court ruling. I mean, Nikki Haley, DeSantis, I was going to mention Chris Christie, that he should just get out, but the only thing they're going to be asked about by reporters is, what do you think about the Trump ruling?
From Fox News. Coalition deploys U.S. Navy's lethal Swiss Army knife to send a message to Iran and China.
And what is that? What is our lethal Swiss Army knife?
It's part of our naval force.
Okay.
Apparently,
yeah, we need to talk about that later. We got some of our military experts coming up. Because we now have had over 100 attacks by Iran or Iran, you know, related proxies, and very little pushback.
From the New York Times, live from the jungle, migrants become influencers on social media. It's amazing.
Really?
Have you seen some of these TikTok videos or Instagrams of these people that are, they're showing their journey into our country?
Wow.
Follow us as we cross the border.
I feel like I might need to get on TikTok just to know what people are taking in.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And it's eye-opening as to how we got some of the views out there that we see. From Huffington Post, New York considers reparations for descendants of enslaved people.
Yep. New York's going down the road that California and particularly San Francisco has gone. And good luck with making the math work on that.
From a USA Today, consider this. Before you hang outdoor Christmas lights, it could make your house a target.
Why?
Apparently, there's a study that thieves think that if you have Christmas lights up, you got better gifts.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know if I buy that, but...
From the New York Post, Kamala Harris serves up another word salad about the most election of our lifetime.
Oh, yeah, we got to get that clip. That's going to be our new clip all next year, probably, will be Kamala Harris saying, this is the most election of our lifetime. That's so good.
From Page Six, Jennifer Lopez stuns in red-hot gown she wore for star-studded Christmas party.
Whatever.
She is 54 years old. Oh, come on, whatever. Have you seen her?
Oh, she's... Oh, for some reason I thought you said Jennifer Lawrence.
No, Jennifer Lopez.
Okay. Yeah, no, she is quite amazing for her age. She was always amazing.
And finally, from the Babylon Bee. New body positive scale just says you're totally healthy and definitely won't die at a young age of heart disease.
I had a good day on the scale today, so I'm feeling pretty good about myself. The scale was kind to me today. Some days the scale is very mean. It just punches me right in the nose. Usually based on, believe it or not, this is, I know this is going to be shocking to Luddy, usually based on whether I ate like a pig the day before or not.
Those damn bang bangs.
I feel like I haven't put all the data together yet, but I feel like there's a relationship to how much I eat and what I weigh. I'm not ready to release the study just yet. More on the way, hour three on the way.
Strong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.